Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We think of bird calls as whistling, and when we whistle, the sound is made in our mouths. But birds don't whistle, they sing, and the sound is produced deep in the bird's body in an organ only birds possess, the syrinx.
The syrinx puts our voice box, or larynx, to shame. Both contain elastic membranes, we call them vocal cords, controlled by muscles. But the syrinx is a far more efficient sound producer. When we speak, we use only about 10% of the air passing our vocal cords. The syrinx uses almost 100% of the air. So even a small songbird can make a big sound.
Our larynx sits at the top of the trachea, in our throats. At the bottom, the trachea forks, with a branch going to each lung. That's where the bird's syrinx is located. The syrinx is like a hollow, upside-down Y, with two sets of membranes and muscles. The two sides of the syrinx are independently controlled, allowing for complex vocalizations. This enables birds like the varied thrush to sing two different notes simultaneously, like two voice boxes in one throat.
Turkey vultures and ostriches have no syringeal muscles and can only hiss, but versatile vocalists like mockingbirds and songbirds have as many as 9 pairs of syringeal muscles, enabling birds like the winter wren to pack hundreds of notes into just a few seconds. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.